Well, there's only 9 days before our good friends in Congress head home for a holiday. So, of course, they're trying to get a lot of last-minute business done. That includes getting some stalled tax proposals added to a end-of-year government funding package. You get an update on what Congress is trying to get done on that front. We welcome Colin Wilhelm, Bloomberg Capitol Hill tax reporter, joining us on the phone from Capitol Hill. Colin, thanks so much for joining us. Talk to us about the tax proposals that Congress is trying to get through here at year-end.
Sure. Well, I think it's thanks for having me, first off. But it's also, I think, useful to think of some of these tax breaks or tax proposals as the easiest way for Congress to benefit certain industries or groups now that earmarks are gone. And that means that there's potentially millions to billions of tax benefits at stake here. Now, Democrats and Republicans went into this week with a bit of optimism, thinking that, you know, in years past, they've been able to get a deal done. But at this current moment, it doesn't look like there's a lot of movement on negotiations.
It would seem like, given that we're talking about impeachment, we've got trade issues, we've got all kinds of back and forth down in Washington. What are some of the areas that are looking to get some last-minute deals done?
Well, clean energy is one. Wind and solar industries want an extension of tax breaks that they get. Currently, those are due to decrease after the end of this year. And then there's also a push to expand the cap for the EV tax credit, the electric vehicle tax credit. So basically, anybody who buys a Tesla gets a bit of a tax break when they buy that because they're buying a zero emissions car. But the problem is that each manufacturer is capped at a certain amount. So Tesla has basically reached that cap, as has GM, and they're looking for an expansion of that.
It's interesting. I know the Democrats have been kind of pushing to get some legislation done so they can say, hey, we're not just doing impeachment, we're not just focusing on impeachment, we're actually focused on getting business done. Is it primarily in their best interest to try to get some things done here?
Right. Democrats are actually, part of the dynamic here is that Democrats are actually looking for a bit more than Republicans in these negotiations. They're looking for both to extend some of these clean tax breaks and also expand certain tax benefits for low-income workers and families. And the total cost of that adds up over the course of several years for the federal budget. And so Republicans are pointing towards this and saying, hey, look, you're not offering us anything that's equivalent to what you're putting on the table and what you're asking for. And that's kind of leaving everything at a bit of a gridlock right now.
So, you know, when we look back on the 2017 tax law changes, net, are they perceived to have been net positive for the economy or just kind of a little bit of moving money around?
I think it's still a bit TBD because you have this other variable in tariffs and trade uncertainty, and that's you've seen business investment kind of lag behind where it was projected to be when those tax cuts passed. In part because companies are saying, hey, look, we don't know what the next thing is coming out of this administration, and that's causing us to second guess any sort of investment we might make.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, the concern that maybe it was just a big break for corporations. What's the next thing do you believe that the administration would like to get done on the tax front?
Well, they've been talking about a tax cuts 2.0 package, but the perception of that is it'd be more of a campaign document and something that the Trump administration would try to get done in their second term. It's something that maybe they'd be able to run on, but not necessarily something that'd be able to become law next year.
So net, again, we're sitting here Wednesday. If they don't get something done on some of these tax bills and some of these other issues this week, Unlikely to really see anything before they leave. Is that kind of the timing here?
Oh, absolutely. This week is really do or die for them to at least get the framework of a deal in place so that they can attach it to end-of-year government spending, because otherwise there's just not a vehicle to move it. There's not going to be enough broad support to move a tax bill on its own. So it's got to be a rider for this government funding package that we're expecting for the end of the year.
Colin Wilhelm, thanks so much for joining us. Colin covers all things tax for Bloomberg Capitol Hill tax reporter. You know, lots of movement here. So we'll see if I think Congress can get anything done here in the last couple of days.